Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Right now, we want to thank Senator Tom Cotton, who just stood up. He is a senator from Arkansas who stood up and said, confronted Democratic Senator Harry Reid, who's stopping the funding of our military in the defensive bill. Yeah. And of all the things that, of all the people to do it, he's saying that this bill hasn't been read and, you know, it needs to be read first. And he was trying to delay it and delay it, which means we don't, even the 1% that are serving us, we aren't even giving them the money that they need. Mm-hmm. But Senator Harry Reid was the one that put the whole health care Obamacare bill together in his office, which was stacked like 6-8 feet high. He didn't read, nobody read it and pushed it through. I mean, he's everything he's saying that's being done, it's not being done. He did it himself. But I just want to thank Senator Tom Cotton for standing up in the Senate just yesterday for those who are serving us in uniform. As a matter of fact, let's go see him stand up right now.
Serve in the Senate, it's an honor to serve the people of Arkansas. I would never complain about the tasks that we're given. There is one small burden I bear, though. As a junior senator, I preside over the Senate. I usually do it in the morning, which means I am forced to listen to the bitter, vulgar, incoherent ramblings of the minority leader. Normally, like every other American, I ignore them. I can't ignore them today, however. The minority leader came to the floor, grinding the Senate to a halt all week long, saying that we haven't had time to read this defense bill, that it was written in the dead of night. We just had a vote that passed 98-0. It could have passed unanimously 2 days ago. Let's examine these claims that we haven't had time to read it. 98-0. And in committee, all the Democrats on the Armed Services Committee voted in favor of it. When was the last time the minority leader read a bill? It was probably an electricity bill. What about the claims that it was written in the dark of night? It's been public for weeks. And this coming from a man who drafted Obamacare in his office and rammed it through this Senate at midnight on Christmas Eve on a straight party line vote. To say that the senator from Arizona wrote this in the dead of night, slipped in all kinds of provisions, that people didn't have time to read it, that is an outrageous slander. And to say that he cares for the troops, how about this troop and his son and his father and his grandfather, four generations of service, to include almost 6 years of rotting in a prisoner of war camp. Say that he's delaying this because he cares for the troops? A man who never served himself? A man who in April 2007 came to this very floor before the surge had even reached its peak and said the war is lost when over 100 Americans were being killed in Iraq every month when I was carrying their dead bodies off an airplane at Dover Air Force Base. It was an outrage to say that we had to delay this because he cares for the troops. We're delaying it for one reason and one reason only, to protect his own sad, sorry legacy. He now complains in the mornings that the Senate is not in session enough, that our calendar is too short. Well, whatever you think about that, the happy byproduct of fewer days in session in the Senate is that this institution will be cursed less with his cancerous leadership.
Senator Tom Cotton says the only reason Senator Reid is doing this is to protect his sad, sorry legacy. It's amazing to me the culture today that really has zero compassion for their fellow human being, who is totally okay with people losing their lives so that you have some sort of political legacy. So people will say, hey, you're the one that passed Obamacare. You're the one that stopped this thing from going through. You held back the people's choice for leadership at the particular time. And it's like, you know, I can't help but tell you that you're going to be held accountable for that. You know, greater authority, greater power means greater responsibility. Mm-hmm. He that's been given much, much is going to be expected. When you have been entrusted, I don't care if you're a local county commissioner or school board representative, we'll be talking up next week about specific, tomorrow probably, about a man who goes to a school board meeting in the state of Florida to be with every citizen gets 3 minutes to be able to share whatever they want to share, First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. And he begins to talk about what a teacher was doing on their Facebook as they were revealing it to the students themselves, and they actually shut him down, pushed him away from the mic, and toted him out of the board meeting. Listen, we've got to begin to stand up. When you're seeing people, you know, say we're not going to fund our military, we're going to have them go out there, and they're giving their lives. And it's amazing to me how people say, you know, but yeah, we've only lost, you know, this amount of lives. And it's like, what if it was your life that was lost? If it was, we wouldn't be hearing you say that, which would have been interesting. And so every life matters. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.